Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm thinking of you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. I'm very excited you invited me in studio. This is much earlier than I'm used to talking on the radio. I'm an afternoon guy now, John. The mornings are, not my thing, but I'm happy to be here.
It's almost lunchtime, my friend.
Yeah, this is normally like, when I wake up, so this is bright and early for me.
You'll hear Kevin with Steve Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News here on WGN Radio doing sports. But this is the way sports guys live their worlds, because he's a sports guy. He's walking around with brackets, but these aren't the NCAA brackets. He's put the progressive commercials that tries to keep us from becoming our parents. He's taken the signature lines from that campaign and he's made them into brackets. We are now going to pick which is the perfect progressive old person line. Is that correct?
That's correct. You said it, in the sports world now, it's all about power rankings and brackets and things people can debate and vote on and all sorts of stuff like that. So, you had the guest on from the man behind the progressive ads early in the week, which I loved listening to you guys discuss.
Yeah.
I love the way he put it. He said they're made with love. And that's one of the things I like about these, is even if it's not specifically detailed to maybe something you can relate to, whether it's, and we'll get to this, your dad reading a book about submarines, we can all kind of relate, right? Like your dad might read something about the military or something obscure. We all can kind of pick and choose a little bit from each progressive ad that we can all kind of relate to a little bit.
Okay, so you've got eight or nine. You had nine teams.
We've got nine. Yeah, I couldn't cut it down to eight, so we have a play-in game. March Madness does those play-in games now, John, to let some of the underdogs have a shot at it. So we've got an eight-team single elimination bracket here, and the first play-in is... I love these ads, even just looking at the bracket. I see it often. It's something about parents and talking into a speakerphone rather than just holding it to their ear. So let's play the speakerphone progressive ad.
I'm having a big lunch and then just a snack for dinner.
So we're using a speakerphone in this store. Is that a good idea?
And that's going to go up against...
That's going to go against the waiter doesn't need to know your name.
Guess what? The waiter doesn't need to know your name.
Both hilarious, because often I think we see people introducing, hi, my name is Carol. These are my sons. This is my daughter.
What's your special? Okay, so what do you like? What's your favorite? So we need to pick one of those. That's
so here's my personal vote, just listening back to them. I like the speakerphone because, again, we can pick certain things from each scene. Like, the speakerphone's funny to me because, one, she's talking on the speakerphone.
I know,
but also
I know,
that
I know.
She's announcing to the world, and she thinks it's so important that she's just having a snack for dinner. And a big lunch. I'm a fan of that one because I
like the waiter doesn't need to know your name. Elif, which one are you going to pick? Which of these advances?
I think the waiter doesn't need to know your name because I think that's so obnoxious.
Steve Alexander, are you playing along on this one?
I'll go with the waiter.
We're doing this with love, by the way. Mm-hmm. Lauren, sure. I don't know if you want to play along.
Yeah, I actually was going to say waiter as well.
Okay. Sorry, Kev.
Kevin.
That's okay.
All right, but now that's the eight seed, and it's going to go up against a one seed. So gird your loins. What have you got?
This is the heavy hitter. I think it's one of everybody's favorite. We all see it.
We all see it.
Yes, Blair.
Okay.
Blue.
So good.
which one advances, Lauren Lapkin?
I think blue hair just has to go down in history. Right, it's probably the best.
We all see it. Steve Alexander.
Well, so this is going against...
Waiter name.
We all see it. We all see it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. That was my... I'm sorry. I think that... the waiter doesn't need to know your name got screwed. I don't think that's a play-in. I think that's a three or a two seed, but that's okay. So those are gone. We all see it.
Let's subjective.
It is. Okay, so we're going to the 4-5 game now.
We're going down to 4-5. Why don't you just fire four and we can all kind of react to it, because I think we can all kind of relate to parents trying to say words that just don't really look like how they look. They don't sound how they look.
Kiana.
Nope.
Koinoa.
No. Joaquin.
No.
Quinoa.
That's them trying to pronounce quinoa, and that's going to go up against live, love, laugh.
Do we really need a sign to live, laugh, and love?
Yes.
The answer is no.
I think Brenda would pick that one. I'm on quinoa myself.
And there's also on the back end of that spot, there's the no fussing, no cussing sign, which I should have mashed that together. But.
Yeah, really. Well, if you mash those up, okay, which one advances?
Which is better? I'm going to vote for the 5 seed, live, laugh, love sign.
Alexander?
Quinoa.
Joaquin.
Lapka?
Quinoa as well.
2 for quinoa. Garris?
Quinoa. I was going to say Lapka. Oh, no. I'm with Lapka.
I'm going to go with, actually, when you think about the two of them, I go live, love, laugh, the signs, but 3 votes for quinoa. So we've got quinoa versus we all see it for the best line in that campaign. That's half of the brackets. What else have you got?
Okay, the 2 seed, which is short and sweet, but I find it to be hilarious.
You woke up early. No one cares.
I love this one personally because my dad loves to tell us how early he wakes up. We could wake up at 6 a.m. and he'd say, oh, been up since 4, had breakfast, went for a bike ride already. That one is up against how to silence our phones.
We're at the movies and we need to silence our phone. Who knows where that button is?
I don't have silent.
Everyone does, right up here.
I don't have silent. Again, I'm partial to the you woke up early, no one cares. That's my vote.
Yeah, and that's the 2 seed over the 7 seed. I'm with you. That's 2 votes for that one. Alexander?
I like the phone button.
Phone silence. Button. Lauren Lapka says...
I like no one cares.
No one cares what time you got up, Lauren. That's Lauren Lapka. Elif Garris?
The silencing the phone.
Wow.
Especially at your Thomas Jefferson shows.
Yeah, I know. We tell people, silence your phones. And they go, I'm sorry, my phone doesn't have that feature. And then in the middle of Jefferson reading the Declaration of Independence, you hear someone's phone ring. And it's a song. You know, so
yeah.
It's really annoying.
But here's the other thing. Now people still turn off their phone completely instead of just silencing it.
Right, right. Well, that's a good thing or that's overkill?
I mean, it's good, but you don't need to do that anymore.
I'll just turn it off. I'll put it in my purse. Well, Kevin, the 2 holds, but a nice charge by the 7 there. Okay, the next bracket is?
Next bracket is the 3 seed adjustable spanner.
Was that an adjustable spanner? Good choice, Steve.
Okay, don't forget, you're not assisting him. You hired him.
So this is the plumber under the sink?
The plumber under the sink, and, you know, good choice, Steve, with the adjustable spanner.
I do find myself really wanting to get involved.
Do you?
Yeah, I either want to know, learn, help. I really want to help.
What's going on down there, Steve?
Hey, wow. Good choice, Steve.
It's like it's leaking a little bit there, Steve.
And that's going up against?
Who
else reads books about submarines?
My dad.
Yeah.
That was one of the first. That I think when I saw that line, I thought, wow, this is good.
This is really good.
This is a good campaign.
This is one of the tougher ones. I just love the way he delivers. Adjustable spanner, Steve. Good choice. I'm going to go with the 3 seed here, but I feel like an upset's coming.
Well, here's my vote. I'm going with who reads books about submarines. That's the 6 seed. So this is an upset in the making. Steve Alexander.
Adjustable spanner, Steve.
Uh-oh. Lauren Lapka.
I'm with Steve, adjustable spanner, whatever that is.
Okay, and Lauren Lapka says, or Elif Garris says...
Adjustable spanner, because I did it the other day.
You were helping out the handyman?
With my cousin, though, but yeah.
Adjustable spanner moves on. It survives. Upset special, no more.
I know. Well, look at you. So you really did seed this well. The 2, the 3, the 1... And the 4 are all advancing.
Yes.
So it is per your... evidently, the committee knew what it was doing. Okay.
We're down to the final 4 here. So should we revisit what we played? Okay, the top seed, which is... We all see it.
Let's hear that one, Elif Garris.
We all see it. We all see it.
Yes, blue hair.
Okay.
Blue.
Against? How?
Kiana.
Nope.
Koi Noah.
No. Joaquin. No.
Joaquin.
The Joaquin one got me. I was you know, going through these last night, and I was found myself laughing out loud at the Joaquin. He's very confident in it.
Just throwing stuff out there.
I'm going to go for the upset here. I'll go with quinoa. How to say quinoa?
Steve Alexander.
Oof. I'm going with Joaquin.
Lauren Lapka.
I got to go blue because every time he says blue, it just makes me laugh. And I've probably seen it like 3 dozen times.
That is exactly why I love it, where he just goes blue. I can't help it. All right, so Elif Garris will decide. It's 2-2.
I'm with Lapka.
So it's we all see it. We all see it blue. Was that the one that you were going with, Lauren? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so the one survives.
One survives.
But just barely. So it's We All See It against one of the following two, which will be the two seed, You Woke Up Early, No One Cares.
You Woke Up, No One Cares.
You Woke Up Early, No One Cares.
Against?
This would be number three seed, the
Adjustable Spanner.
Oh, is that an Adjustable Spanner? Good choice, Steve.
Okay, don't forget, you're not assisting him. You hired him.
I mean, I hate to be boring and set up a 1-2 championship situation here, but I think I got to stick with You Woke Up Early, No One Cares.
I'm sold on the Adjustable Spanner. Okay. I'm with the three seed, Steve Alexander.
Adjustable Spanner, yep.
That's two votes for that one.
Make it three.
Wow. Oh. Elif, where were you going to go? Adjustable Spanner?
I feel bad that I've said the opposite of Kevin every time, but Adjustable okay. Spanner.
So we do have a 1-3. The three
All
beats
right.
the two.
Upset.
So now it comes down to...
First upset special of the Progressive Ad March Madness Brackets. All right, well, here we go. The top seed, which is, one more time.
We all see it.
We all see it.
Stay tuned for the...
We all see it.
Yes, Blue Hair.
Okay.
Blue.
Will we have a massive upset in the championship? The Adjustable Spanner, can it do it?
Oh, is that an Adjustable Spanner? Good choice, Steve.
Okay, don't forget, you're not assisting him. You hired him.
Steve?
I've been on the Adjustable Spanner bandwagon, but I have to go with the We All See It.
Lapka.
I do, too. I think that's the most popular quote that sticks with everyone.
Kevin.
I'm going Adjustable Spanner.
I'm going to go Adjustable Spanner. That means that Elif Garris will decide.
We All See It.
We All See It. Who are we kidding here? Who are we kidding here? That's the Duke.
So many good ones, too, that... That didn't necessarily play on the radio because it's more of a visual, like the pillow situation. You have a lot of pillows here. No one can sit because you have a lot of pillows.
The guy helping the guy back up from the parking spot. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Or him trying to give some advice to a random stranger about a grout brush or something in the hardware store.
Yeah, right. You know, though, I just think there's so many. And really what got me thinking along your lines was the idea that Bernie Sanders had in that manila envelope an article he tore out of the paper and he wants to give it to Joe Biden. There are so many other things they could do and maybe yet will. But how does that one not appear in another commercial?
Wait, is that true?
That is not in a Progressive ad. And no, his tickets were in there. His tickets were in there. But it might as well have been something from the Vermont Times he read, and he really wanted to share it with him, and it had something to do with taxes.
I also thought the one line, which I considered putting in, it was, if you printed out your directions to get here, you're in the right place.
You know, the scene that makes my wife crack up is at the end of the one where somebody holds up
the iPad. Yes, I was going to
bring the big picture.
Somebody loves to show off their iPad, right?
Oh,
it's a big, obnoxious iPad to take some photos.
You know, if you go on a cruise with me and Brenda and our friends from Kelly Cruises, we're doing a Rhine River October 7th. Hello, sign up, kellycruises.com. Anyway, you will see 80% of the things we just described in our cruise group, and one of them has been people taking really awesome pictures with their iPads, and it always looked kind of ridiculous to me because you're holding up this giant thing, but boy, they get really good pictures with them, and you get to see it really clearly.
They do take really good pictures.
There's always a measure of sense to this, Elif. I mean, every single thing was a good idea, right? Maybe you ought to help the plumber out. Maybe it would be helpful to show the guy that he's got space barking, you know, parking his car.
The silence phone cut that we played, it's, you know, that's another thing where the lady, as you said, I don't have silence. Like, she's so devastated because she doesn't understand what everyone keeps telling her, that there's a button you hit and it silences your phone.
That is so fair, though. Here's my spiel about that.
Mm-hmm.
People who are trying to figure out the features of a smartphone were alive when black and white TV was invented.
It's true.
And think about all they've had to learn along the way. I mean, seriously. I mean, if you're listening to me and you're 30, think about, you had CDs in your car. Your car didn't even have a CD player now. You might have remembered Kazaa. What was the first streaming service you were pulling music from, right?
LimeWire.
LimeWire, sure, yeah, right. And you remember, you know, the ethical question about, is it okay to take music because you didn't pay 99 cents for it? That was in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much an older person has had to learn and keep up with when they They remember the evolution of VHS, right, for crying out loud.
I mean, again, made with love, right?
I know. You know, I'm like getting a little defensive here.
No, again, for WGN
listeners.
No, and I hear you. And it's, I think that is one of the things that's, that everybody likes about these. They are made with love. Everybody can draw something from every single spot.
Someday, mister, they're going to be doing a commercial, and they're going to go, oh, that Kevin Powell, he's still stuck on streaming.
Believe me, you know I'm an old soul, John. There's some stuff that I just walk away from. I can't even figure out.
But the people that I love are the ones that they're in a crowd and they're in an audience and their phone goes off and they're digging around in their purse or their pocket or trying to find it. And it keeps going and going. And they push a button and they put it back in. And then 2 minutes later, it rings again. Whatever button they pushed, they didn't push the silence button.
I'm waiting for my phone to start ringing by not putting it on silence
on us here right now, fella. Well, I got to tell you that I was thinking about things I miss now that the pandemic is maybe going to end. That is, we might be able to go. What is it? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, right, Lauren? Tomorrow, Chicago restaurants?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And I hate to jinx anything, but I'm feeling confident that that's probably going to happen, because every time that they've said a certain region is on track to move to a certain level at a certain time, it's happened.
Okay, but, and I know you're about to do the news, but indoor service at bars and restaurants is returning to Chicago starting tomorrow. Or actually,
officially been announced.
Pardon me, thank you. I'm reading Block Club, and it says likely.
Yes.
So they are about to, but it hasn't happened yet. But it may be as early as tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, we'll be able to start going in. Now that it's winter, this is really good news. So I hope that happens. One of the things I really miss is elbowing up to a bar, grabbing a Chardonnay for me, and maybe for Mrs. Peterson, while Mr. Carafa and I wait for our Manhattans, and we're shoulder to shoulder with people, and you strike up a sort of little conversation with somebody at the bar. Maybe you spill a little, and you all giggle because we're having a good time.
Well, John, I don't want to burst your bubble, but no ordering, seating, or congregating at a bar. Bar stools should be removed. But you could do it at a table.
I still miss that.
I'd be going right to the bar after the show tonight for a Friday. I sitting at the bar, talking with a bartender.
Yeah,
among the million things we all miss, that's what
I like,
that's
eating
fun for
food
me
at a bar. I like having a plate of spaghetti at the bar,
mm-hmm,
or a sandwich or something. Okay, hey Kevin. So as we predicted, we all see it, the number one seed in our progressive brackets. Thank you, buddy. Good to see you.
This was fun. Thank you.
You're in the building. You're going to do news with Steve on Chicago's Afternoon News.